Sam Ivey, sports fish manager for State Fish and Game in Palmer, says preseason expectations of a weak Chinook salmon run have panned out.
We anticipated a run that would be similar in size to what we had seen the last 2 years, maybe slightly better. And simply put, we just have not observed that run to date.
He says the run is even worse than anticipated. Chinook salmon fishing on the Little Sioux River has closed as of last week. Now fish and game biologists are considering closures on the Deschke River because of poor fish counts at a weir at mile 7.
And so we have daily counts reported to us. We have an escapement goal that ranges from 13,000 to 28,000. And at this time we have about 5,800 fish counted through the weir, and we're at the midpoint of the run. And so we're looking at more restrictive measures to put in place on the Deschke River and working out the details. And we are additionally looking at restrictions or closures on the Susitna drainages, streams within days of any action that we will take on the Deschke River.
Ivy says fishing guides are reporting low harvests across the board and that information is backed up by fish counts. He says there is no reason to believe that the Chinook run is simply late.
Indications all the way down south to the mouth of Cook Inlet are for another year of weak king salmon returns. The Kenai River early run king salmon fishery was just recently completely closed.
Chinook fishing closures are also happening on the Copper, the Kuskokwim, and the Yukon and other rivers. The exception in the Matanuska Valley is the Aklutna Tail Race, a stocked fishery near Palmer. According to Assistant Sports Fish Manager Sam Osland, anglers report Chinook salmon are beginning to show up as of Wednesday at the fishing spot. Fish and Game stocks the Tail Race with Chinook and coho salmon. I'm Ellen Lockyer.